No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Big Sills is giving Howie and Associates. I'm giving Howie Roseman the benefit. Emilio Acho. Guy's got great speed, Sills. You know, he's 24 years old. He's got great upside. I don't really give a fuck about the guy. At the end of the day, Howie's going to build this thing the right way, and he is. All right. The man, the MC, for the best victory parade that has continued since early February. He is the man who's the co-host of Birds 365. My boy, Zay, Xander Krause. Hey, by the way, real quick before you get going, Junior, all the breaking stuff that you did, I thought it was really great. Well done, and it really was, man. I mean, kept everybody up to date. I didn't get a breaking story, though, or a breaking show on the long snapper, but hey.
It's coming tonight, 6 p.m. 6 p.m. tonight, we'll be live again. So for those who do watch our football 24/7 recap, speaking of it, appreciate it, Sills. But yeah, we'll be live again 6 p.m. tonight just to recap the final day, because they also just signed Avery Williams. You know what that means, Sills?
Please tell me.
All right. It means a couple of things. It means Britton Covey, goodbye. It means Cooper DeJean no longer has to return punts. And we got ourselves a kick returner and a punt returner in Avery Williams, baby. Woo! How's that for a reboot?
Avery Williams, Hunter or Harrison, what is his name? Buckner?
Harrison Bryant.
Harrison Bryant. Let me get really to the real crux here. The whole thing is luck, man. The guy asked for patience. He's earned it. Give it to him. I mean, dude, I don't care. I told you I'm a result guy, not a process guy. I was listening to radio shows all over Philly and us too. I think John and you have a better feeling than anybody in your city right now when it comes to it, because what did John say Howie was shopping at right now? Like a Kia?
Timu.
Okay. Well, he's looking at the roster, man. He's got to fill a 91-man roster right now.
Yeah, there's no reason to overreact, but look at that. I can't find a single highlight of Avery Williams. You got to be joking. What are you talking about?
YouTube
Nest. This move confirms that we will be talking about another Super Bowl next February. All right, Eagle Nest. Nah, we're just having some fun. But it does mean for sure that Britton Covey's gone.
How about this, though, man? Somebody has to really – I think his name was Jeremiah. Sills, did you have the same concerns that you have now about the defense that you did a year ago at this time? Yeah. Last year resulted in a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't mean you're gonna overcome the odds like that every single year, but
no, but it's a fair question to go. Yeah, wait a minute.
We have the core. Like, we have enough. This is a product. Look, this offseason is a little bit of a product of being so successful in the draft. Most teams draft players and they assume that more than half of them will walk out their door in 4 years and they won't really give a shit about it, or less in many cases. The Eagles have drafted so many good guys that you have a third rounder in Milton Williams making $26 million. He's getting paid bigger contract in New England than Tom Brady ever got. This guy's the highest paid New England Patriot of all time. I like Milton Williams. Highest paid player in France? I don't know about that. So, look, they've drafted really well. Guys have played super good, and, you know, you got to let some of them walk. They're going to identify. If you don't have all-pro potential or you don't have foundation potential for our football team, you're probably walking out the door. That's what happened to C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You know, I was thinking about the C.J. Gardner-Johnson trade. Dude, I think they were thinking, we did it. Like, we brought him back to win, and we won. The job's done, and we don't really need him anymore. He's not a foundational piece. He's not a guy we're building with. And move on. Like, I'm wondering if that's how they saw that.
A 27-year-old kid who had 12 picks for you in 2 years he was there. I think it was not a foundation piece.
I think it was more about the off the field with him.
I do too.
Yeah.
But look at this here. Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Kenyon Green. I do like the A.J. Dillon. I tried to explain to people the injury is more significant than you think. Joshua Uchiha Ocho Acho.
When I mean, you get 11 sacks next year, I'm going to give you literal hell on your show.
Well, he better. He had 4-41 games. Harrison Bryant. Tory Jackson. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be shocked if that guy turns into your swing guy.
Yeah, or he could even be your cornerback too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got upside. I mean,
I just Googled it too. I got highlight reels for Avery Johnson, but I don't have any highlights for Avery Williams.
You're going to give a shit about signing a freaking punt returner?
No, I don't care.
I don't care either, really.
No, I don't care.
How about Charlie Hewlett?
Who?
The long snapper.
No, that's significant.
Well, I have some intel on this.
That's an important role.
I had some intel on this move before, and I didn't even talk to John about it. John didn't have this intel because I got a relationship that I was talking to, a guy that I know, and he told me a little tidbit that Lovato was on the outs. He said there's no way they're bringing him back this year. And I have even little bigger tidbit for those who were talking shit on the Dallas Cowboys for signing that long snapper. Howie Roseman wanted that long snapper. Now, I forget what his name is. Let me find his name for everybody. All right.
It's actually an important role on a team.
It's a very important role.
And that's why those guys play 15 years and north of it. It's a big-time role, man.
Trent Sieg. That's who Howie wanted. Howie wanted him. He's 29, and he now is a Dallas Cowboy.
Dallas Cowboy. I'm sure he'll have a fun season there.
How funny was that spat that Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence were having?
DeMarcus Lawrence is right.
Yeah, 100%. Wait, can I say this? I feel like both can be right. I don't think Micah was right in what he called DeMarcus Lawrence, but Micah's allowed to think we're going to go to the Super Bowl. I'm not saying they're going to, but I'm saying great players, people who have belief, you know, you don't falter on that, right? Somebody can tell you 100 times till they're blue in the face that you're not going to do something. For people who like to overcome that type of stuff, they don't give a shit about that. They want to overcome it. So Micah, from his perspective, is 4 or 5 years in the league. He's got pretty good numbers to this point. Maybe he believes I'm going to lead the Cowboys further. You don't have to hate on your way out the door. Meanwhile, DeMarcus Lawrence is like, I've been here for 10 years. We haven't won shit. And the owner makes the same mistakes every single year. So from his perspective, his career is done in Dallas. And he's like, man, this is trash. So he's right. But Micah can also be like, hey, I want to try and go and do it. Now, he's not going to do it, but we'll see.
Let me. It's funny you're talking like this. Let me give everybody a little perspective and why people in Miami, when I went back 27 years later to go on the air and you had me on the air having played with those Alabama-ish type teams, and they're going 7-5 every year. You know how difficult it was, Xander, for me to go like this? I'm sitting there going, this is horseshit. I said, these guys ain't going to win, Dick. Are you kidding me, man? These guys are 7-5 every year. We lost 5 games in 10 years.
Right.
You want me to start giving you, hey, there's supposed to be a standard here. What's the standard in Dallas? That guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He didn't have a standard at Penn State. What in the world does Michael Parsons know about anything in his entire life about being a champion where he come? This is where I don't like him. He talks like a champion and has never been. Dude, Jalix Hunt can actually come from a better place talking about being a champion than that guy ever can.
Right.
There's nobody in Dallas that has any pedigree. Do you know why the Eagles are so good every year? Every single guy for the last 3 years has a championship type of pedigree where they've been in the title game. They've won it. They've lost it. They've been in it. They've been in the playoffs for straight years. Bro, there's a level when you're playing at that level up here, so high, where the rare air is, and these guys down here are talking championships. I freaking laugh at those people because those people, they root, like you and me love college ball, for the Sun Bowl. I'm rooting for the Super Bowl.
Right.
How would Michael Parsons know what it's like to be a champion? He's never experienced it.
No, he never has.
That's my problem with two dudes who don't know what being a champion, Lawrence and him, are talking about. I was watching this going, here's two guys who had overinflated egos on an over-amped up football team on an overrated football organization. What do they know about anything? Yeah, you look at Philly's got two guys.
Underrated? Do you think that's an underrated thing about most of the Eagles draft picks? If you look at a lot of the draft picks, obviously all the Georgia boys championship pedigree, Devontae Smith championship pedigree, Jalen Hurts championship pedigree. I feel like they went to a lot of that in the college. And I do think what you just said is a great explanation of why that matters. I know the NFL is different, but having that experience still matters, man.
How about, wait, now you expand this. Well, let's take a look at Jalen Carter's career. So in the last 5-6 years, look at Jalen Carter. He's won two national titles, a Super Bowl, and he's been to the NFC Championship game twice. Does that guy even know what it's like to be a loser? How, when you look at that, and then you get guys coming in from other programs, and you get guys coming in, you're like, damn, it's an aura of winning. These guys have known only winning every place. Look at, tell you this too about Hurts. Hurts played at Oklahoma and Alabama. Hoss, it ain't that easy to get a scholarship.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, no, we're not talking about playing at Northern Illinois. You know what I mean?
No doubt about it, man.
So I do think there's something about that. And then get this, Xander, for me, here I'm a rookie. I walk into Philly and I start practicing against Cam Jurgens, or I start practicing against Landon Dickerson, and I start practicing against Jordan Mulata. Here comes Saquon Barkley running through the lineup. There's Jalen Hurts running a reverse on me. I didn't get deep as the ball. He showed me where I need to be. Let me tell you something. When you play against great players all the time in practice and you're scrimmaging and you're just running drills against them, the things you play and the things you pick up, constantly playing against great players, what made us so great was that I played against Michael Irvin every day in practice. I played against Vinny Testaverde every day in practice. I mean, I played against top three. Alonzo, who was the third pick in the draft. I played against really good players every day. Shit, the game's on Saturday. I didn't play against players like that. And these players are practicing like that. You can't tell me Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean didn't expedite their importance on the roster and their accelerated importance on their play on the field because they weren't going against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. It is without a doubt help them elevate and expedite their importance on the roster. And that's why Vic felt comfortable. How many times do you think Cooper DeJean is going to? So Cooper DeJean is running scrimmages against Saquon. And there's Saquon in there and he's hitting Saquon. Well, here comes Derrick Henry in a game. Well, that ain't that different. You know, that ain't that different, dude.
All right. It's true. No, you're right. There's no doubt about it. I agree with you.
What do you make of the Moose?
Timo. Clearance rack. TJ Maxx. Marshalls. the Dollar Tree, whatever you want to call it, wherever you can go to get your cheapest items, which many of us use to this day. All right, we're all familiar with finding cheap shit because we all need to go cheaper in life, right? I mean, shit, money's finite, but that's what the Eagles are doing, man. That's what the Eagles are doing.
Do you like my word reboot?
What's that?
You like my word reboot and how I explained it?
Oh, yeah, I got no issue with it at all. I think it makes sense. I mean, look, you're right. The 2024 team is gone forever. I like how you threw that word in there, by the way.
Ever!
They're gone forever!
But Xander, so it's not a 14 win. It's 12. You're still in it. What are we doing here? I mean,
yeah, right, no, I'm not with you. I agree. I mean, I think it's good. I mean, they just added another signing as well. Patrick Johnson, a former Eagle. You remember him? Remember they released him at the roster cuts last year, and then the Giants picked him up, and we said that might be a bad move because we needed depth and we needed edge depth later in the year. But so we got him back. Patrick Johnson.
Here, let me add him. Let me add him now, Patrick Johnson. Avery Williams and Patrick Johnson. Look,
Joseph's like, Xander, I shop at Temu. Hey, there's no shame in shopping at Temu. No. I'm just saying, when you go to Temu, Joseph, you don't come home and say, hey, I bought a luxury item, do you? Hey, I got something that's going to change our life forever. You don't get that. Maybe you get some trinkets. You get a couple things that are useful for a little bit. You might get some things, but, you know, you don't go there for the big bang.
Hey, what are you making of this Becton stuff here, man? I think they want him, but I don't think they're going to go nutty over this guy. I just don't. I don't think they're going nuts over him, man.
They're nutty for him. Nobody's going nutty for him. It's Friday.
Well, then why hasn't he signed?
Because nobody wants him. His price is going down every day. Eagles might get him back 1 year, $6.5 million.
No way.
Bro, who's paying him?
Bears.
No, they're not. They've already added three offensive linemen.
I bet they Cincinnati could take him. Washington could take him.
Cincinnati doesn't even shop in the Temu aisle. Temu's way above their pay.
I wrote this down about a couple teams that I've seen in free agency. Listen to this. This is what I wrote about some teams here. Here, Chicago. I mean, it's time for Chicago to win. You've made all these moves the last 2 years. It's time for them to win. When I look at the Bengals, management will once again stop them from making the playoffs. I just don't see. I mean, you got Joe Burrow. You signed Joe Burrow, and you did nothing, and you're doing nothing with it. What's the point of signing him? To bullshit the fans? What have you done on defense? What have you done on defense? And you're shopping Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, well, they're the Bengals. They're not rich. That owner's – is he even a billionaire? He's the only one that's not a billionaire. Brown. Right?
Nobody who has a zipper for a wallet or a zipper wallet is a millionaire. And I think that guy,
millions.
Like I said, dude, that guy has parking meters in the player's lot. That's how
legitimately.
Okay. What about Goddard, man? What are you making of this thing with him?
They should bring him back. What are we doing here? Are we going to get worse on offense this year? Like, if they lose Goddard or if they let Goddard go, I don't know. I'm going to wonder if they're not even trying to repeat next year. I'm not saying not trying to repeat, but I mean like they're more focused on reorganizing their roster to have more sustained success in the next 3 year period than trying to go for it again in 25. I don't know. I'm just saying like he's got a year left. He's not going to play on it because there's not much guaranteed money. I think it's like $1 million or something. But if you let him walk, I mean, what are you signaling? You're putting Grant Calcaterra and Harrison Bryant? I mean, yeah. I don't know. Does that sound like a Super Bowl contending team to you? Harrison Bryant?
Well, so what are you saying? You think the Skins have closed the gap?
No. In fact, I think the Skins made every wrong move this year.
Really?
I don't think they've made one good move.
You don't think the Tunsil move getting a better old lineman?
Tunsil is the one move I like. But remember, he is – how old is he? 30?
Yeah, but
so that's like you're not getting. And then the other thing I hate is you got Javon Kinlaw. You paid him all that money. You paid a bunch of dudes a bunch of money, and you're gonna you're messing. You're not building foundationally correct. You're building through free agency. That's not the way to do it. They got to draft better players, and they're not focused as much on that. I look at what the Commanders did, and I'm like, eh. We put up 55 on them in the playoffs. What did they do to change that?
Yeah, but this is the first year the Eagles are starting to build through the draft. Their 17 and 22 team were not. Okay, 22? This is the first time that 22 team was built through the draft.
We just won the Super Bowl through the draft, though.
Really? I think the important players on your football team, the best player on the field was Sweat. Bro, he finished to the MVP to Hurts by 3 votes on winning the MVP. One
good
game.
Josh Sweat is not that good.
You think 40 sacks in 5 years is bad?
It's not bad, but it's not his. You act like he's Myles Garrett. Dude, that's 8 sacks a year.
Who else on your football team do you have right now that's the equivalent of Josh Sweat?
Nolan is better.
Oh, my God. All right.
Nolan is going to be better than Josh Sweat. You gave a bold take.
You're talking potential again. There we are. All right.
No, I'm not talking potential. He's going to be a better player.
He wasn't last year.
He was in the second half of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
He was not a better ball player.
He had 5 sacks in the playoffs.
That guy was not better than Josh Sweat last year.
He had 5 sacks in the playoffs.
Are you really telling me today, March 14th,
we all talk Sweat up.
Nolan Smith is a better player than Josh Sweat.
Dude, Josh Sweat's not that good. He's a good player.
I didn't ask you that. Are you telling me you think Nolan Smith is a better player than Josh Sweat?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You think Moro Ojomo is a better player than Milton Williams?
I do not.
Okay. Do you think Kelee Ringo is better than a 35-year-old Darius Slay?
Maybe a combination of him and Adoree could be close. Wait, but why? How are you telling me that we didn't win the Super Bowl this year through the draft? What was the better unit, defense or offense? The whole defense was drafted. The entire thing.
Your superstar defender was a free agent.
Who, Bond? Zach Bond. Yeah, well, that's one guy.
And your by the top way, turnover you were guy.
Calling him a trash can.
Your top turnover guy was the free agent, Gardner Johnson. Your top corner was a trade. That's core. Q was good. Cooper was great.
What about Quinion, Coop, Nolan, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Ojomo, Milton Williams?
Again,
Kobe Dean.
You and I, Dean, I didn't see him in the playoffs. I missed him.
Oh, he played good all year.
I thought we were talking about Super Bowls here. I mean, the playoffs here. Yeah, because I didn't see him. I must have missed him. Oh, that's right. He was out in Japan with Hassan Reddick.
You know what? Let's see. If Nolan Smith stinks and you think Josh Sweat is there, we'll say. You know, we have all year, okay? Let's see what Mr. Sweat does with the shitty Arizona Cardinals. And let's see what Nolan Smith does in Philly.
Right. Let's see if he could get through a regular season without ending up on IR like his butt. Like
you want a bold take? Nolan Smith will have more sacks than Josh Sweat this year. Bank it. Take it to the bank. Deposit it. Cash it. And buy yourself a nice.
How much do you think that Nolan Smith benefited from Josh Sweat playing and also Zach Bond playing and Jalen Carter playing?
Wait, dude, why are you so high on
Josh Sweat? Wait a minute. You keep telling me that Milton Williams and Josh Sweat benefited. How much did those edge rushers benefit by having that front four that didn't blitz this season?
Everybody benefited from everybody. I truly believe that. The linebackers benefited from the defensive line. The defensive line got made looked a lot better because Zach Bond was filling every hole. The secondary was good because your defensive line was getting pressure. It was a perfect complementary unit last year on defense. I really don't think it was the reason they got pressure was because of Josh Sweat. Josh Sweat had a good Super Bowl. But do we really think he's the reason they got pressure? Or is it because they couldn't handle Jalen Carter on the inside? They couldn't handle Nolan Smith coming off the other edge. Patrick Mahomes was scrambling like I've never seen him scramble before. And Josh Sweat was the guy who got the sacks.
So it was all Carter and those other guys who didn't blitz. It was all Carter and not them other guys.
I didn't say it was only Carter.
I know that because
I'm saying it wasn't all Sweat.
It was four dudes that won that Super Bowl.
And two of them are
gone. Hey.
All right, we'll see.
No. But see, here it is here. That's the question. Now, Jeremiah had the best quote today or question today. Sills, March 14th, how'd you feel about the team March 14th, a year later? You're right. I felt the same, and the results led to a Super Bowl. I just think, again, last year, though, you did have Milton. Now, let's wind it back. Did we think Milton was going to have the type of year that Milton had? Did we think that, or were we projecting that too? I think we were projecting it.
We were majorly projecting it. I mean, let's be real. We all thought he was solid.
Aren't we all thinking the same thing about, is Josh Sweat going to bounce back?
We were not sure if Milton Williams was going to be that good last year. I mean,
no way.
He did show some flashes in 23, but he didn't, not like this.
No, didn't we say, the Eagles made, what's his name, take a pay cut because they didn't like the season he had. Weren't we all saying this about, hey, I'm trying to look at both sides here. Aren't we doing this now, going also with Sweat? Did we really think Sweat was going to put the year he put in? I didn't. I thought he was going to have a bounce back season, but I didn't think he was going to.
Seriously.
I didn't think he was going to.
Josh Sweat's season was that good. Breaking
news.
Uh-oh.
Another tight end has been signed by the Philadelphia Eagles. Kylan Granson.
Oh, boy.
Has been signed. Oh, boy. I think he played for the Colts. Have signed former Colts tight end. Kylan Granson. 26-year-old free agent.
Who?
Damn.
The Cowboys just signed Dante Fowler. I did see that.
Wow, that's a nice sign for them. He had a good year last year with the Jags or with the Washington. That was a good sign for them. Yeah. On the other side of Micah. Dude, tell me this.
Who's this tight end we got now?
I'm trying to get some research on him right now. I don't believe he overlapped Sirianni being there and Kevin Petullo and Jason Michael. I don't believe he did. Okay. He's 26-year-old.
Kyler Granson. I like him. I like him. First round pick in 21, 4 years with the Colts, 86 catches, 958 yards, and one tutty, and he can block. Baby. Dallas Goedert, I'll catch you on the flip. We got Granson now, Sills. We don't need Dallas Goedert.
Do you agree this is the end of God? He ain't. They've signed how many tight ends now? Three?
Two
tight ends?
Harrison Bryan and Kyler Granson.
Hey, and you're probably going to draft one. The kid from Bowling Green or maybe the kid from Miami?
I'm not drafting the guy from Bowling Green. He can't block for shit. I don't want that guy.
These other guys can block.
I like the other dude. I like Colston Loveland, but he's probably going to go earlier.
The kid from Michigan?
Yeah.
Man, look at all these. Hey, thank God. Hey, Lord, they won the Super Bowl.
Let me text John.
Big Sills has to stay on his rails because you won the Super Bowl, Xander, because these are epic picks. Emilio Acho.
You keep saying that. It sounds like you're saying Emmanuel Acho.
I don't know what his name is. Emilio Acho. What? Joshua Tree Uche.
I like Uche. He's got some speed.
4 sacks in 41 games.
Dude, you can't just remove games.
I'm talking about the last 41 games.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is true.
No, it's not.
41
22, games. He had 11 and a half sacks. Fake news.
Yeah, I'm going to help him out here, okay?
Fake news.
The last 41 games, he's had 4 sacks. Here you go. Emilio Acho. Here you go. Last year, This guy had no sacks with Kansas City.
That was six games.
Six games. Then he played 24. He had New England. He had two. Then he had.
You can't get by me. I've already looked at his stats.
Let's
I'm doing post on all these guys. You ain't getting by me, Sills.
Okay, watch this. 2022, he played 15 games.
Let's 11 see and a half sacks.
Wait, wait. 2023, that's where I started from. He played 15 games.
Which can never be 40 games because there's not 20 games.
Watch this. 2024, he played 13 games. That's 28. Then he played seven. That 36. And then a six. That's 41. He's had two, four.
What are you doing? Five, it's Miami math, everybody.
Watch this. Seven sacks. Seven sacks in how many games? Let's see. 15. 13, that's 28, then 7, 36, and then 42 games, he's had 7 sacks.
So you can't be serious.
I'm looking at it. From 2023, played 15 games, had 3 sacks.
Let's pull up his stats for all the
24, he had, in 24, he played 13.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Games and had 2 sacks. And then in 20, let's see here, 2-4, holy criminy. This gets even worse. 41 games, he had 7 sacks. Hey, Don.
Dude, what are you talking about, Sills? He had 11 and a half sacks in 22, dude.
23, 15 games, 3 sacks. 24, 2 sacks. 24, he played, that's another 7 he played. That's 2 sacks.
Sills, where are you? We have like 25-game NFL seasons now? What are we talking about?
I'm looking at this here. He played 13 games for New England. Or for 2 teams. I'm sorry, for New England.
Yes, and Kansas City.
And Kansas City. Okay,
so 4.5 sacks in 2 years.
28
games. 5 sacks in 2 years.
It's 28 games. Not 41, it's 28. My bad. It's 28. 4-28.
And then the games before that, he had 11 and a half and 15.
Why'd they move off him? A second round pick.
I don't know. They didn't like him.
I tell you this. For $1 million, I don't really care.
That's my whole point. It's my whole point. He's a million beans. He's sitting back with a dart with darts in his hand.
Elio Acho.
Howie's got a bunch of names up on the wall. He sits back with a dart in his hand and throws it at one. Whatever the dart lands on, he signs the guy to a $1 million contract. It's all good.
He's wait. Well, we do agree that his big sign last year was an enormous whiff.
Yes, Huffle Schnuffelgus. He's the awful. And we still won the Super Bowl.
And his second one was Devin White, correct?
Yeah, but he was like $3 million.
I'm talking his top on defense. I mean, let's be candid here. Oren Burks and Zach Bond, Those guys. Well, wait. Zach Bourne and Devin White kind of signed for the same amount, 3.5, didn't they? Because if I'm not mistaken, I think then, isn't that what he made last year? He made 3.5, right? He signed 3.5 last year. All right.
No. Who?
Do you think there is a big move to come?
No. What kind of big move? Signing?
Trading? A trade.
It depends. It depends. I don't think a big money trade's coming because they're clearly showing you they're not playing in the big money market this year. They're out of that. That's why they got their extensions done. Huh?
Reboot.
I think the reboot is going to be good. This team needs the reboot. Don't get caught up like Dallas and these other teams that fall in love. Move on from some of these dudes, man. Move on from them. Get younger, get cheaper, get hungrier. Get guys in the room that have some chip on their shoulder. The new long snapper. I love it. Lovato, you got comfortable. Wait a second. Lovato
got comfortable?
Lovato had one penalty sills in like 5 years. He had two in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Okay. Get out. Done. Two penalties in the Super Bowl. You're lucky it was a blowout. Yeah. See you, Lovato.
How about this here, Xander? Do you not agree that Howie this year, again, he's looking at rebooting the cap. He's rebooting the roster. But they just believe that they have to do the things that New England did. And follow me when I say this. New England moved off of really great football players because they knew that they couldn't keep cap integrity and roster integrity by keeping even guys, Hall of Famers like Darrelle Revis. Do you know they moved off of Darrelle Revis and Richard Seymour, who were Hall of Famers that were still in their prime because they didn't want to pay them? They moved off those dudes and moved on to other players because they had to keep roster integrity. Listen, you may have to do a couple reboots, but they're playing the end game here, aren't they? Their down years are 11, 12 wins. You know what a down year in Dallas is? Not competing and 5 wins.
Yeah. Dallas stinks. How good is Dallas going to be this year? How many wins?
What did I say last year?
I hate Dallas too, but they are getting their quarterback back. You know what I mean? Like they played all year last year with Cooper fucking Rush. How many games were they supposed to win with that guy?
Didn't they win 7?
Is that what they won last year?
They went 7.
I stopped following the Dallas Cowboys.
I thought they were a 5-win football team because nobody on that team.
I like the Fowler deal for them, actually.
It's a good deal.
I don't hate that.
Washington, the Rams. Here, I wrote this down.
They were 7-10, correct.
Okay. Here, I wrote this down. Xander, tell me if you agree with this. Here's my top 5 rosters in the NFC on March 14th. Not teams. I wrote Detroit 1, Eagles 2, Rams 3, Washington 4, and Green Bay 5. Those are my roster. Now, again, this is incomplete, but they're bringing almost every – I'm going to have to do a little more research on Detroit because didn't they lose an old lineman in there? Didn't Detroit lose like a top flight old lineman?
Kevin Zeitler. Yeah, they lost him.
Dude, he was a pro bowler.
Really good.
So that hurts them. So I would imagine Detroit's going to go back into the old line. But aren't those the best? Hey, how about this? Aren't these the best 5 rosters? Would you put Chicago in there? Detroit, Philly. Philly, Detroit, Rams.
It's hard to put Chicago. I like Chicago's moves, but I really do because they made good moves this year. But they're the off-season sweethearts like every year, and they stink every year. Now, I do like Ben Johnson, and I do like the moves they made. So we'll see, but I'm having a hard time buying the Bears until I see it.
Here's something else with the Steelers in that DK Metcalf deal. You're making this here. Why make that trade if you don't have the quarterback situation?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
You trade for DK Metcalf?
Wait, dude.
You don't have
Like, why the Slay deal for them?
Yeah, $10 million, too. 110?
But I mean, like, if you feel like you're a team on the brink, Slay makes sense for a Lions or for a Commanders or an Eagles or, you know, a Bills or something like that. But the Steelers?
I don't get the Metcalf.
They're not ready to compete for a Super Bowl.
I mean, let's do this. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers, I don't believe has a lot left, but don't you go to Minnesota? With that roster,
if you got Aaron Rodgers with a good offensive line and some weapons,
yeah,
I think he can still throw that ball, bro.
I mean, dude, they ran the shit out of the ball too with Aaron Jones, and he re-signed up there. You got a running game. He played with him too in Green Bay,
right?
So you got that. You got Addison. You got Jefferson on the perimeter. You got a good tight end there. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you're Aaron Rodgers, why are you messing around with Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh. They're not even sure they're going to sign Najee Harris, right? He's a free agent out there.
Yes. Najee Harris signed with the Chargers.
He signed with the Chargers. But then why in the world are you signing DK Metcalf? I don't know. I don't see that. I mean, I get the Devontae Adams to Los Angeles because you're losing Kupp. If you're Cooper Kupp, where do you go? I'm going to ask Jason Cole at the bottom of the hour these questions. If you're Cooper Kupp, and you still thinking he says he believes that he has. Do you go to Chicago?
I hate to say this.
Or go to Washington.
Cooper Kupp?
Yeah.
Do you think Dallas is a bad option for him personally?
No, I don't.
CeeDee Lamb, who's going to line up in the slot, which maybe that doesn't work with Kupp because Kupp likes to line up all over the place too. But I don't know. I could see that as a fit. I saw them talking about that. But I don't know. We'll see where Kupp goes. I do think Kupp's kind of lost a step a little bit.
How about this? Well, since he moves around a lot, could you see Kupp in San Francisco? Because Kyle likes to move guys around a lot.
I could see that. It depends what the deal is. That San Francisco is not in a good place.
No.
They are removing everything because they are just screwed in terms of what they did cap-wise and how they built their football team. They're not in a good spot right now. So they're going to be – by the way, I think I used to be a Brock Purdy guy, and I still kind of am. I think they should move off Brock Purdy. Roster's not built. If your roster was in a good spot, you extend Brock Purdy.
Can I tell you where Brock Purdy would be in saying that? Minnesota.
That's a good fit.
Man, Brock Purdy.
Remember I just said about Aaron Rodgers, though? Imagine him in Minnesota.
I know. I see him.
Jefferson, Addison, and they just added all those offensive linemen.
Tight end they have.
Yeah. I like
Aaron
that.
Aaron Jones played with him. In Green Bay.
Him back for 2 years.
Yeah, kind of go up there. But, boy, I'll tell you, I'd like to see Brock Purdy in Minnesota. Minnesota, I think, has got a Super Bowl roster. They just don't have a Super Bowl quarterback. J.J. McCarthy, where did you come up with that? That's the guy. I mean, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he turns out to be something. I didn't think of him. I didn't think shit of him when he was at Michigan. You know, I think the guy at Ole Miss this year is better than him. I don't know. He's a little better than the Bama kid, Jalen Milroe.
I don't like Milroe.
I don't either. But
I think as much of a Milroe hater as I am, because I just didn't like him when he was at Bama. I do think if he gets in the right program with the right coach, you can make him something. Because Sills, the weird part about the modern NFL is, and I forget who was it. Which guest did you have on that explained this perfectly with the speed of? Actually, I think it was John Morgan who talked about how dual threat quarterbacks have added a dynamic to the game where you can come in and be better quick because you're not in the mode of I have to learn how to read a defense perfectly before I can make the right reads and make the right throws. You have an athletic ability that when a play breaks down, when something happens, you can create something out of nothing. We saw this with Jalen Hurts early. We saw it with Jaden Daniels early. We see with all dual threat guys. And I do wonder if Jalen Milroe is athletic enough where a guy can get him in the right spot and have him succeed. But we'll say there's no good quarterbacks.
We're going to do our supers here in a second, bud. Keep an eye on Jalen Milroe going to Pittsburgh. He wanted Jalen Hurts. They coveted Jalen Hurts. They thought they were going to get him. The Eagles jumped up and got him in the second. You remember Jalen Hurts sold many people. He thought he was going to be a Steeler. Mike Tomlin was talking to him all the time about how they were going to take him, and then the Eagles ended up getting him. So I wouldn't be shocked to see that where you see Jalen Milroe working in Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh had exactly an organization who does so many things right, had no plan moving off of Ben Roethlisberger. They've had no plan. The Eagles had a plan, and they revamped. Look how fast the Eagles revamped their plan from Wentz to Hurts, and how fast you had a 9-8 year. Then, you know, you still made the playoffs. Look at the Steelers at the quarterback position. And by the way, I don't give a shit if you have George Pickens or if you have DK Metcalf playing wideout. If you don't have a quarterback who can't throw a football through a barn door opening, there's no way you're going to win ball games. They were never in that game against – the only reason they were in that game a little bit against the Eagles was because they played outstanding defense. You've got to have that quarterback situation. You know, when you not agree, the Eagles are one of probably seven teams, maybe six teams, that have no quarterback questions, and those are traditionally the best teams in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. Always. No doubt about it. By the way, was the worst contract of free agency Justin Fields?
$30 million for 2 years. I mean, over 30 a year. I don't get it.
The guy's terrible.
He's terrible.
He's awful. He's unplayable.
You know, can I tell you, that sounds like a Madden thing or something that the owner did because the owner likes that Madden game. I mean, how would you like to work in New York at that place? How about both New York? You know what, Xander, think of this. If you put the rosters together of the Giants and Jets, do you think you could beat the Eagles?
The Giants and the Jets? No. Who's a quarterback? Who's their starting left tackle?
You couldn't take
Who's their starting left tackle?
The pizza guy.
Who's the receiver? Garrett Wilson?
No, he doesn't scare me much. Malik Neighbors is decent. Malik Neighbors.
I'm not as high on him as most of the NFL world.
Hey, how about this? Like I said, you could put a roster together, 53-man roster of the Jets and Giants, and you still, the Eagles would still beat you by three TDs. I mean, incredible. We have any supers here? We'll read them. Let's see what we got here.
I think that's a bunch. Did the people bring the heat today? We'll see. Joseph Alvino. Alvino, I ripped you to shreds this morning on the show, but I appreciate you being here. I didn't realize you were a Cowboy fan. Cowboys signed Dante Fowler, Super Bowl bound, LOL, JK. Alvino, you guys stink. You guys aren't fun anymore. You know, Alvino, I like it better when the Cowboys are a little better. Like, this isn't fun. Nobody likes picking on the guy who's down and out. You know, a guy's laying on the ground with a broken leg. You don't kick him and have fun.
Here's Xander again with a really nice line, and he didn't hear it. The Cowboys aren't fun anymore. That's a great take. Hey, dude, you know what? You suck so bad, I've lost interest in ripping you.
Really good. Although I will rip Mark Holmes because I love Mark Holmes.
But, dude, the Cowboys are so bad, I've lost. That's a great tweet. The Cowboys are so bad, I've lost interest in ripping them.
I really did. Blaine Myers, Xander stole my thoughts. Roseman throwing darts. Yeah, there's games in the office right now. How we go, you know, anybody in the front office can come up, close their eyes, spin around a couple of times, and you chuck a dart at the wall. And wherever it lands, they're tossing out a $1 million contract to the 250 plus free agents that are out there. That's what they're doing right now. Yeah, tossing darts, baby.
They're throwing darts at Emilio Acho.
Howie's like, am I aimed at the wall? Okay, fire. Boom.
Avery Williams, and who's the tight end they signed today?
I don't know his name. I got to figure it out here. Kylan Granson.
There you go, baby. Hey, he's got great upside. He can block.
Kylan Granson will lead us back. Man. Anthony Wilson, what's up, my guy?
I like he this guy. In.
Smith played better than Sweat after first Rams game. Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. No, you're right. Nolan Smith is better than Josh Sweat.
He is. We'll say this year. When Josh Sweat is
called. Well, that ain't a fact right now.
Huh?
That's not a fact right now.
It's a fact.
Nobody on the planet would say that. No.
It's a fact, Cilio.
You will that into being.
Better than Josh Sweat.
You will that into it's being a fact.
He's we'll better see. Than Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat right now is in a sling. We'll see.
No, you mean Nolan's in a sling.
He's like this. Nolan Smith is in a sling.
Josh Sweat is not as good as Nolan Smith. In fact, Jalen Hunt might overtake Josh Sweat this year.
Okay. There you go.
Josh Sweat is the ops. You understand?
I love the
Josh Sweat is no longer a Philadelphia Eagle. I don't give a shit about him. He is gone, done, and dusted. And I don't think he's better than our guys.
Nolan Smith is better than Sweat. All right.
He is.
Yeah. All right.
Josh Sweat is not the big, bad, scary edge rusher like you make him out to be.
Nolan Smith is not the greatest player you think he is.
He's better than Josh Sweat.
Really?
Sack Josh Sweat falls off a cliff every third game.
All right. Well, we'll see when this guy's got to play 20 games.
Every third game, Josh Sweat just disappears to the island of misfit toys and
we'll
nothing.
We'll see. Well, one thing I know for sure, Josh Sweat wasn't a rotation guy.
Yeah, he was all right. What would you rather have, a rotation guy? What would you rather have, a rotation guy that produces Nolan when he's Smith on the field or Josh Sweat who shows up for 40% of the sack?
Nolan Smith was in a rotation with Jalix Hunt and Bryce Huff.
No, he wasn't. Oh, no, he wasn't at all.
Bryce Huff, he was active for the playoffs until they realized he blew out loud for deactivating him for the
Nolan
Super Bowl.
Nolan Smith had a consistent good playoffs from start to finish. Josh Sweat decided to show up when the Eagles flanked on the left side of the line because Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith were wreaking havoc and Mahomes ran right into Sweat. Sweat's not that good. He's really not.
I know.
He's not that good. Milton Williams I like a lot more than Sweat.
Neither is Nolan.
Nolan's good. He's better than Sweat.
No, he's not.
I didn't say he was elite. I said he's better than Sweat.
He's not.
He is.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see if he has a better career.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right, absolutely. Both Super Bowl champions, by the way.
I know. Hey, that means he's probably better than Myles Garrett, too, right? Both.
No, I didn't say that. Here's the funniest part. Josh Sweat decides to sign with another organization, and all of a sudden, Cilio is acting like he's the greatest player to ever wear Eagle Green.
No, all I said, he's better than Nolan Smith.
Paul Barbarian says, Howie's doing what Andy did for years in Philly. Farm a bunch of players to find diamonds in the rough. Build the depth and trust your coaching. Correct.
They've pretty much done that for a lot of the 2000s on the defensive side of the ball, most notably.
Christopher,
that's how they've done it.
He checks in. He says, if we make a splash signing or trade, who for? I don't see it.
I don't either, man. I think they're good. They're really leaning. Look at the bounty of picks they got the next 2 years in the draft. I think they're hanging in there, man.
I think here's what I think, Christopher. You want to talk big trade? If there is a trade and the Eagles really like a player, they could package some picks maybe and go up. Or second round, move up, somewhere in there where I think they'll shake and bake with all their picks to get the players they like.
Agreed.
Right? I don't hate Sweat, Barb. He's just not – he's not perennial, all right?
Barb, I said the same – well, Nolan Smith is clearly not perennial. Jesus criminy. Guy played seven games and he's perennial.
Nolan Smith is better than Josh Sweat. Admit it.
I'm not gonna admit it. Okay, Anthony John McMullen.
They lost role players. Core is still intact. Agreed, Wilson.
A core? You lost five starters.
Yeah, we got back Jalen. Is Jalen Carter back? Is Nolan Smith back? Is Jordan Davis back? Is N'Kobe Dean back? Is Zach Bond back? Reed Blankenship, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Are they back, Sills?
You lost half your starters on the number one defense in the league.
You lost the bottom four.
He did today what I did yesterday. Who are the more important players? Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Slay. Touche, kid.
Oh, my God.
Touche.
Oh, man. Bottom four guys. Jeff Bone, the Bonehead. We're signing back Patrick Johnson. I saw that. I just put up a tweet on it. Check it out. Sig Lord, need a Xander Kango sticker. I like that, Sig Lord. Maybe I'll get that made.
Nolan Smith's better than Josh Sweat.
I will. I'm actually going to make that. We're going to make that a t-shirt maybe. Anthony Wilson says that none of them were top 10 players on this team. I don't know who you're talking about, Anthony. My bad. Here we go. Josh Salter. What's up, Josh? Xander, thanks for getting to me earlier. My bad. Was on break. Any chance Mills or Chuck Clark comes cheap? And rumors are Eagles are in on Aziz. You like it? I do like Aziz. Chuck Clark, nah. Mills? Jalen Mills? Nah. Come on, man. Turn the page. Jalen Mills? Is that who you're talking about? The Green Goblin? Guys, let's win in 2025, not 2018. What are we doing here?
What are we – I'm talking – I mean, it's like I'm talking about a 5-win team. Thank God you won the Super Bowl with these names. These guys are garbage cans.
Look at Rocksteady. He's been – yo, Rocksteady, you had too many of the cellulized edibles.
Hey Rocksteady, these names are garbage cans.
No. He says Nolan Smith is a nothing. He had 5 sacks in the fucking playoffs, dude.
What are you talking about?
He's a nothing.
That's not true. But these guys that they're signing are garbage cans. Come on.
Nolan Smith has the most sacks in a single postseason in Philadelphia history.
He's better than Reggie then.
Rocksteady says, get real. No, Rocksteady, you get real. Nerd, 4.5 sacks in the postseason.
Woo!
That's a stiff who shows up for 50% of the year every year.
$20 million a year, stiff.
Yeah, good. Enjoy.
Yeah, okay.
That's why he got a pay cut last year and accepted it. Well, he knew he was a stiff.
He made up for it this year.
Oh, no, he didn't. He made up for it in one game when everybody was watching. And he capitalized on it.
So you think he got paid for the Super Bowl and that's it?
He got an extra $5 million for that Super Bowl.
Holy shit.
I'm right. You know I'm right.
How about the 40 sacks in 5 years is what he got paid for?
Dude, if that dude didn't have sacks in the Super Bowl, nobody's paying $20 million to an 8-sack guy.
Okay, get this, guys. He had, in the last 3 years, 11.5, 6.5, and 8.5. This guy had like 28 sacks in 3 years. And you're telling me that Nolan Smith is better than that?
Nolan Smith is better than Sweat.
All right. Hope he can play a full season, too. We'll see.
All right, we'll see. Pumper! We always need some pump. If we don't have pump, it's not a good show. He says, who the F are these randos we're signing? Howie might be washed. I guess it's a trend. Head to the Super Bowl and then complete teardown and reset. Yo, pump, sit back, kick your feet up, enjoy the show, and we'll be talking to you in February next year when we're back.
Hey, pump, man. Reboot. How you doing?
Pump told us all year that we could never win with Jalen. He sounded like you.
Reboot. Oh, no. They proved that? No, they didn't. Reboot. The number one defense blowtorch this week.
Nolan Smith is better than Josh Sweat. I'm standing by that.
Sure. Go ahead. You should.
Miguel, what's up, brother? Xander, who do you hate more, Milrow or Blake Sims? Oh, man. That's a good one. Blake Sims was before my time. Milrow was after my time. Didn't we win a natty with Blake Sims, though?
I don't think so.
I think we did, dude.
No way.
No, we didn't. We did it. No, we won with Jake Coker and AJ McCarron.
That may have been, Blake Sims may have been a Louisiana Monroe loss guy.
Blake Sims, did he win a natty? He didn't, did he?
No way. If they did, he benched him. And that one analyst won. Because remember that kid that was like, that played for Saban there, the first national championship? Who was the first one that won a national championship there at Alabama?
Dude, I'm pretty sure.
Was it a McCarron? Wasn't it A.J. McCarron? I thought A.J. McCarron won the first national championship.
A.J. McCarron won, yes. A.J. McCarron won. I know. Jake Coker won.
That's right, Jake Coker. It could have been him.
Remember Jake Coker?
I do.
Alabama really used to win with some of the worst quarterbacks in history.
But guess who the backs were then? I mean, you had to get – Alvin Kamara couldn't find time.
Yeah, so 2014, he beat out Jake Coker for the job. And then – oh, no. Did he win or not? Why could I not find him? What's
no
that?
Way. No way did he win.
All right, here we go. More supers. Mills, AJ to Patriots for fourth pick while his value is high. Mills, get out of here. It's a shit trade, and the Patriots wouldn't do it, and neither would the Eagles.
Yeah, no way. They're not. I don't believe it either. I just
all
don't.
Right, here we go. Josh Salter again. Josh, thanks. At $2 million, all your depth you're getting, all you're getting is depth. You have any names? What about the names we signed? We've signed like five dudes today.
Let me see where Cole is.
You need more than that? You need more names than that?
Where's Cole?
I sent him the link late. It's probably my fault, honestly.
It's all good.
I did just send it, though. Well, I sent it a little bit ago. Cody says, Xander, keep preaching. Don't drink Seals' Kool-Aid. Josh Sweat, not that
Reboot.
Good.
Reboot. Reboot. Five starters off your number one ranked defense. Come on, juniors. You took a blowtorch or a grenade to the number one defense, and now you're trying to tout up Nolan Smith is better than Josh Sweat.
He is better. He was more productive than the player in the postseason. Man. I think he's better. All right, I got to go.
No, like Kool-Aid Eagle, guys. The greatness of the greatest signs today. Who's your favorite sign, Xander?
I think it's a Dory.
Mine's Dylan.
I think it's a Dory. A Dory Jackson. Yeah, I'm hoping he has something left in the tank and contribute on the outside. We'll see.
Bob Brown brought a great point up, though. Every one of those guys were evaluated with high picks from more the organizations. Like first
the other thing that's interesting is a lot of these guys that the Eagles have signed, they had in previous years, like they take them on top 30 visits. They were interested in Adoree Jackson in free agency 2 years ago. So whenever you hear the Eagles are interested in somebody, I always write the name down because they might come back later, you know?
Yeah, no, I got it. All right, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, everybody. Hit that like button. Hope you guys all have a great weekend.
You got it. You guys were great. Appreciate it. Do me a favor, guys. Please hit that like button. We had Mark Schlereth down with us yesterday. And every year, the one thing that the NFL does, you know what they love? They love mediocrity. They love to have and make it hard on championship football teams. That's why, Jerry Jones or Steven, who's come on the program numerous times, he told you, what's the number one thing that the salary cap does? It makes it so that no team is going to try to have a dynasty. The NFL does not like dynasties. That's why, since the salary cap era, what have there been? Four teams that have won back-to-back championships since 94 when the cap was first really instituted? I mean, it's just impossible. You get the lower picks, they rig it. You know, the cap's at 281, and anytime you pay for really good players, you build your roster up, you got to tear it down. That's what the league is, and that's kind of where the Eagles are now. But if there's one guy